Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Six, stay well. All that men see in sickness is, how is she going to be able to support me if she can't keep herself alive? Isis holds in her hand one thing, the immaculate concept, the thought that all is perfect, all is God. For her, nothing else is real. When you think like Isis, you see that sickness is just a defense, a way of shutting down, cutting yourself off. When you think you're sick, change your mind. Align your thinking to your Creator's. If there is no thought of sickness in the blueprint, there should be no sickness in the temple, your body. Change your diet. Living foods, fresh fruits and vegetables. Feed, nourish, and rejuvenate the cells. Overprocessed foods have lost their nutrients and toxify the system. Drink lots of water. It is very important that you keep your colon clean and functioning efficiently. Get plenty of fresh air and exercise. Breathe. 7. Be as big as you want him to be. The feminine polarity is context. That means that it holds or contains energy. The masculine polarity is content. That means that it is energy. If you want a large result, make the context bigger. For example, if you are really thirsty and want a large drink, make the glass bigger. You can be an ocean or a thimble. God will fill whatever vessel you become. If you choose to be a thimble, that's all you'll get, energy that fits in the thimble. If you want big, you have to be big. If the seeds are not growing in your soil, the context is too small. Your size depends on how you identify yourself. If you identify yourself as a body, you will feel fragile and weak. If you focus on your bank account and it is small, you feel poor and limited. If, on the other hand, you identify yourself with your Creator, you will begin to feel more powerful and abundant in every sense. If the stage is large and steady, the players will be confident and secure. The context determines it all. If you want more, be more. Let me conclude by saying that I love and trust you all to join with me in restoring life to its original beauty and magnificence. Remember, we're all on the same team. Men and women are not opponents. They are components of the same perfect organism. Only by working together can we triumph and win this phenomenal game called life.